Well, the first bale of cotton would go to the white man, but the cotton, the seed money would come to you. They would let you have the money from the cotton seed. So that's the way they live. But from January, they'd be till July before they start to getting any more food from the white people. You had to go somewhere and wait if you had, could get a job. Or if they let you have food, it was always charged to you.
Mm-hmm.
But when they start to work, as long as you work, you get them that ration every month.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd lay by in July. And then August, you start to pulling fodder. Well, they give the men pulling the fodder off the cone. The fodder would get ripe. Well, you tied that in bundles, and that was put up to feed the cattle in the winter wheat. And the cone and stuff. All they didn't make meal and grits out of would go to the cattle,
mm-hmm.
hogs and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you wouldn't get enough. You'd start to get in until December. You'd get something for Christmas, and then you wouldn't get nothing else till they start back the next year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They paid the men a dollar and a quarter a day for pulling fodder, and the women a dollar.
A pulling fodder, that's...
You go down and pull that stuff off, blades off that cone, and then you tie it.
Mm-hmm.
You get two hands full, you tie it and hang it on your other rope. And they take it up with wagons at night, put it up, come in the evening late, sundown, get it all up, and cat and put it in the barn.
What do they call the kind of corn that they grow just for eating off the cob?
Well, it's we have what you call, let me see what used to, now I used to know the names of corn. Some kind of corn they used to call it. I forgot the name now. But all of it is cone, just plain cone. You could eat any of it, cook it. Some of it you cut it and cream it, have cream style cone.
Mm-hmm.
Then some people would have whole grain cone, mm-hmm. just cut the whole grain off and use it.
Do you ever have roasting ears?
That's what it is,
roasting
ears. While it's young,
uh-huh.
you boil that in salt water and eat it on your table with butter on it. Just spread a little butter over it and bite it off the cob. But I ain't got no teeth now, didn't you? Dr. Hal Holmes pulled all these old teeth while I was staying in his house taking care of his children. And I got some down here now I need to come out.
Hmm.
I pull them myself to get loosened enough.
What about what I'm thinking of is the amount of corn that you could carry to the mill at one time. What would you call that?
Well, you could carry much corn as you wanted to. But see, the mill runned all day.
Uh-huh.
And the different ones would be there. I mean, whoever first come, first serve. And if you went first, well, they grind yours.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them would carry, what you call a bushel of corn.
Bushel of corn. You ever hear a turn of corn?
Well, not turn, but bushels and half bushels and pecks.
Pecks. Yeah. Okay, then.
You don't care a peck of corn. That ain't so much. You know, a peck ain't too much. But a half a gallon is a lot, and then a gallon is more. A bushel, or half a bushel is a lot. A peck ain't much, but a half a bushel is a lot of corn. Mm-hmm. And then a bushel is twice as much.
Mm-hmm.
Some care bushel, some care half a bushel, some care pecks.
What about if you're carrying the washing out to hang it up in the line? What do you carry that in?
Well, we put that in and we had a basket, clothes basket. When you wring out your clothes, if you had to come to the line, we'd have three wrench waters. We'd rub over here on the bowl. Then you put them in this wrench water. You wring them out that water, you put them in this wrench water. So they get that line stuff out of them, what you done.